sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Wags here in studio, live. Wags. Live here in the Clearwater studio, 1340 WTAN Tantalk. Thanks for joining us. Us being Ed and myself today. Randy is out today. Had a situation that he's taking care of. So it's going to be Ed and myself talking back and forth. We'll definitely get into plenty of Bucks talk. Let's keep it light first. We are at the Halloween time frame, so I'm sure everybody's gone out and gotten your candy. Getting ready for this weekend for trick-or-treating to celebrate. You can obviously carve pumpkins, but if you really want to show your true colors, you can go to Buccaneers.com. They actually have Buccaneers pumpkin carving stencils. So that's a pretty cool idea for the time. They have a Bucks stencil. They have the logo, the sword and flag. Then they have a couple names and numbers on there: Winston, Evans, McCoy. They even have Derek Brooks on there. So very cool, keeping it festive. That was starting off with some of the light stuff. Now, it's going to be an interesting weekend for the Bucks, to say the least. Traveling to Atlanta. It's been kind of an up and down season so far. You have Jameis. He has good games. He has bad games. You have the defense. They get ranked number 5 defense in the league. Then they don't show up. I don't know what happened the last week. I don't think anybody really knew or could predict what had happened against the Redskins. Just a complete, utter meltdown. What was going on? That was one of the games I actually got to see a little bit of. And it's one of those things. You're yelling at the TV. How could you have a lead? I think it was 20-7, if I remember right, going into the half. 24-7 going into the half, something like that, against a team who has pretty much no performance in the third quarter and give up over 20 points unanswered, just let them go ahead and tie the game, turns it into an entirely new game, and a valiant effort towards the end to try to seal the deal, but you end up allowing that go-ahead touchdown with 24 seconds left in the game. And game over, see you later. You can't do much after that. Ed, what are your thoughts on what the meltdown that occurred against the Redskins?
It was epic. I have never seen such a collapse.
Against a
mediocre to bad team.
That not only that, but had a history of not performing in the third quarter. And obviously that was where the majority of the Redskins' offense really came, was during that time where, up until this point, they had been a non-factor.
Yeah. I didn't even know where to start on that. I mean, to me, You know, and I looked around on social media, and a lot of people jumped ship after that game. You know, a lot of people posted on my page saying, I'm done with the Bucks. You know, that was embarrassing. Speaking of embarrassing, you know, last year they went to Atlanta. They're getting ready to go to Atlanta on Sunday. Last year they dropped 50 on us, 56 to be exact. So they're going back to the scene of the crime, so to speak. And, you know, after what happened last week, I can't even imagine if they get blown out and sucker punched again. I mean, 2-5, really? Is that where everybody expected? I mean, I only expected them to win 6 games, but at this point, I don't think they're going to win 6. I think they're going to be lucky to win 4. You know, the only monkey they did get off their back a couple of weeks ago was winning at home, finally. You know,
that's a good point.
Treated like a parade.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a big deal, even though it was a one-touchdown win against a very weak Jags team.
Well, that was a garbage touchdown towards the end, but you know, they're beating their chest because they won a home game. Are you supposed to win your home games? You know, you're supposed to win your home games and split the road games, and then you're a playoff team. You know, each week you just don't know what's going to surface here. And we were talking before the show, and you know, I've been hard on Jameis and joking and all that stuff, but you know, I gave him his kudos earlier this week when, you know, because, you know, last Sunday, one of the little bright spots is he threw a beautiful 40-yard touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't run down there, thump his chest, and do a dance and say, look at me. He just kind of tapped Mike Evans on the back and said, hey, great catch. Let's go do it again. So, to me, that was showing maturity.
Yeah, obviously he's trying to grow every single game and become a better NFL quarterback, a smarter player. He has to act like he's been there before, but you can't really blame, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can't really blame him for what happened last week.
No,
again,
he's not tackling. Yeah, you scored 30 points, you should win. Well, defense scored 7 of that, but you score 30 points, you should win the game. I mean, we were always told in years past, somebody would tell us, just give us 17 points offense, just give us 17 and we'll win. We might win 16-17, but we're going to win. But you put 30 points up there and you don't win the game, that's just...
He was 21 for 29.
You know, by halftime, it looked like it was going to be a beatdown.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. They had it was a multi-score game.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, wow, they're really coming off that win, and they're really putting something together. Yeah,
and that's
something's
the thing that we've
here.
Talked about is trying to show improvement, not only for Jameis, but for the team with each week. You're supposed to work on things in between.
The only thing I can say about the offense is, you know, when it, in the fourth quarter towards the end of the game, or when it was third and goal from like 6 inches out, I don't even think it was a half a yard. I don't think it was even that.
That's Jameis's ball. He needs to call his own number.
You tell me the number one, not first round draft pick, the overall number one pick at 6'5" and 240 to 235 pounds, whatever he is. You telling me he can't get 6 inches? I mean, come on.
Right.
And I've never been a fan of pitching the ball when you need inches of pitching the ball back 3 yards and already putting the running back in the hole. You give the defense time to react. It should be. And Doug Martin wasn't in there. Well, fine. Doug Martin didn't need to be in there. He should have been in there as a decoy because they all would have thought he would have gotten it.
Yeah.
But 6 inches, come on. You draft this guy, you're telling us how great he's going to be and everything, and he, come on, it's a rookie play, 6 inches. Quarterback sneak, he's been doing it, he did it
since
many times.
Since Pee Wee.
He's done it many times at Florida State.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
come on.
It's not exactly something you have to draw.
No, it's a hot call. I mean, you don't really huddle for it. Keep the defense off their, you know, on their heels, and you just line up, snap the ball, and he falls forward for 6 inches. Come on.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dirk Koetter took the blame for that, right?
He did. He came out and said, it's all on me. I miscommunicated with Jameis. Now, did that mean that they didn't get the play right?
Right. Was there something that's not, that was lost that can't in be translation? True because,
no, but why was Sims in there and not Martin. Doug Martin?
Yeah.
If it was just a miscommunication of play, you mean to tell me that, I mean, there's a, you know, whether it's 22 Rocket or whatever, they know that play and they know who's specializing that play.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Going back to Jameis, he had two touchdown passes. He didn't have any interceptions, so obviously he was taking care of the ball. He was only sacked once, so good on the O-line for keeping him on his feet. That's a huge part, and we have to look at. And that was my biggest criticism in the very beginning before the draft happened was the fact that, in my opinion, out of the three options that were on the table, the best option was trading the number one overall and getting more draft picks so you can shore up that O-line. Obviously didn't do that, and there have been questions asked of the O-line again at the beginning of the season. Obviously, they were able to do their job this time around. So I think, you have that O-line that's starting to gel a little bit better. They're coming together. You get that support for number three back there, and hopefully he will be allowed to make those forward steps each week, and then you start to have to ask those questions of everybody else. And then I think it comes a lot more to the coaching staff and how everything is starting to play out, how their planning is going. And, again, we were talking before the show today, and we differ on this a little bit. I'm of the opinion that no matter the outcome of this season, Lovie Smith has at least one more year because, in my opinion, again, the Glazers will allow him at least two full seasons with Jameis. Same thing with Dirk Cutter. This is his first year as well.
Or you could look at it that he's holding him back. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and then there's your opinion of this is go time for Lovie.
I don't like defensive coaches being head coaches. They're too conservative on when it comes to offense. They hire an offensive coordinator, but we used to hear that a certain coach that was here would always have final say going into the game plan. He would have his, or he would call upstairs and say, hey, on this series, I want to run the ball three times. If we don't get the first down, we punt. I mean, that's already throwing your hands up and
too much micromanagement.
Why wave the white flag? Why don't you? But he would tell us. I might call up on the series and say, hey, at this point, I just want to run the ball three times and kick it if we don't get the first down. And I'm not talking at the end of the game to run timeout. I mean during the game. So now the question is, what we saw, the epic failure, were the players outplayed or were the coaches outcoached? Do you think the coaches are on the same level as the players? Or the players bad or the coaches bad?
Well, you also have to look at the fact that the wide receiver core took major hits during that game.
But they were already up 30 points. They already had their points on the board when Mike Evans went down. And Lewis Murphy, I mean, he went down in the second. But Lewis Murphy was only a spot player. I mean, he didn't line up every down. And they only had four wide receivers on the roster last week, and two of them went down. I understand that. But they had already scored their points. And right. You still had Doug Martin running hot. But right. somebody keeps taking their foot off the gas. I mean, you're up, listen, you're up 24 to nothing. That's never safe in this league.
Apparently not.
No, it's not. And it's a perfect example why you don't take your foot off the gas. To me, I treat it like it's 0-0, and it's the last game of the year. We need to get in the playoffs. I mean, you got to
do
have that
what the Falcons did in Atlanta last year.
Exactly.
You put that 56 spot
they kept
up.
Going. They didn't have any mark. These coaches that they might not say that they don't do that, but they, man, their body language on the sideline, you know, they have compassion for players. They have compassion for coaches. You might get them fired, whatever. I don't care because if you don't do your job, you're going to get fired. And going back to that, what you said, I think the Glazers have a real tough time and a tough decision to make. If this team only wins four games this year, that's two games better than last year. That does not put fannies in the seats.
That's
and
absolutely
at a time
true.
Where yeah. they just asked the Tampa City Council to put up money to refurbish the stadium. Granted, the Glazers are putting up double what they wanted to put, but they put a clause in there where they wanted two available games to take somewhere else, which is ludicrous.
To London, right? They were asking for the London games?
No, they didn't say London. They just said elsewhere. It could be Mexico. It could be London. Who knows? Hmm. But that two game, they just said they just wanted it as a bargaining tool. But, I mean, that's not a bargaining tool. That's holding a gun to your head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that at the end of the year, if they win two games, listen, if they don't win another game this year, he's gone. I don't care. He's gone. If they win one more game, he's gone. But if they win four, five, six, now if they win, if they go on a hot streak here at the end and they win, if they win five of their last eight,
that's okay? going back to Dungy's first year,
right?
You were talking
about. Yeah, if they win five of their last eight, that's showing improvement. That's signs that something's coming together. But if they fall apart and they don't win another game or two games for the rest of the year. You had 2 years. I know that this is the first year with the offensive coordinator when they didn't even have one last year. But, you know, a lot of teams do that. A lot of teams switch, and they're able to do it. You always, when it's working, they are, it's great having him this year. This time last year, we didn't know what we were doing, blah, 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 blah. And it's great this year. So why is it now, you know, it's a new code. It's a new offensive coordinator and a new scheme. You got to give them time. But the teams that do it, and have success, they rave about how great it is having a new offensive coordinator.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, from the very beginning. I understand what you were saying when the wide receivers, both Jackson and Murphy, went down during the game, already having those points on the board. That takes a little bit of pressure off. But obviously now going into Atlanta, you're starting the game without them, and you're having to plan with Evans and Dye being your two main wide receivers. Mm. Evans has already proved that he can step up and be that top-notch guy throughout his short career. Obviously, he was amazing in his rookie year, and then even just last week, he was targeted 12 times. He had 8 catches, led the league with 164 yards, also had a touchdown. So he can deal with taking on the brunt of the passes. Last game was Dante Dye's first game of his NFL career. And yes, obviously, if your first reception is a touchdown, you're on a high note, and it's like, okay, well, bye. I'm gonna end on top. But
I had one catch for a touchdown, like shut it down.
Right, and that's it. That's an amazing career. Good on you. But obviously, Dye is going to have to prove a lot taking on that number two wide receiver role, and it's probably going to end up going to the other players if we see ASJ go, Austin Safarian Jenkins, and then also going back to Doug Martin and Sims. And
yeah, the running game is going to have to be there to
really step
someday.
Up.
They're going to need to run against Falcons.
Exactly. And then that obviously puts more pressure on the offensive line because you have to make sure those holes are open.
Mm-hmm.
Taking those two wide receivers out can actually shift the thought process for the offense kind of significantly.
And our defense is not very good against the run, and Dante Freeman is lighting the world up.
And, well, that's very true, too. It's going to be putting up I'm sure he's going to put up some serious numbers. And again, being going to Atlanta, playing in the Georgia Dome, that's a tough place to play. Matty Ice is unstoppable up there. You put all these things together, and to be perfectly honest, this puts it as possibly 2-6 going into the game after that. So. Which is hosting the Giants on November 8th. Really, really tough time to be dealing with this situation. Obviously, we already talked about how the Bucs, a big deal is made about them being the number 5 defense in the NFL, and then they literally stopped playing the second half. So it's going to be
smoke and mirrors too.
Again, we're going to have to see who over this week is lighting the fires under which players and see who's going to step up and, again, keep that going. So that said, we are a little bit over, and by a little bit, I mean a lot, over our break. So let's go ahead, pay these bills, and we'll catch you on the flip side. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
Welcome back to the program. This is Weg sitting in for Randy. Randy is out today, so I'm here live in the Tan Talk studio. Thanks for listening in, everybody. Obviously, with the local baseball season being over, there's not much in the way of Rays news to go over. We will hit that right after we go out to the phone lines to my absolute 100%.
You got it, Wags.
Favorite listener and caller of all time. What's up, Rib?
What's up, Wag?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What you got for me?
I got a prediction.
Okay.
I got a prediction.
Let's hear it.
Kansas City Royals are going to beat the Mets again tonight.
Tonight. Okay, so specifically
Mets
tonight.
Mets don't have no offense.
What is your opinion on how the series as a whole is going to turn out?
Kansas City's got the bats going. Jacob DeGrom didn't have his stuff the other night.
Sure.
And this weekend, it's going to be all Orlando the Bucs. I feel sorry for Buccaneer fans.
It's
me, you, and Big Ed to go out there and play for the Bucs.
Yeah, I think the only shot that I would have had to play for the Bucs is if I had gone ahead and also tweeted out, like Connor Barth did, to go ahead and sign me up. I think that's the only way I could have made the team. But, it's been a rough couple weeks for them, to say the least. I will agree with you that the Royals are on a hot streak there. Everybody is clicking at the right time. As always, thank you for the call, Rob.
Okay, thank you, Wags.
Appreciate it. The Royals, I couldn't agree more. I do think they're going to win. I do not think that it's going to be a sweep, though. I think the Mets will win one game. I think it's going to be a five-game series, Royals winning 4-1. When it comes down to it, yes, pitching really, really matters once you get into the playoffs. That's why a lot of teams will shore up their pitching staff. They shorten the rotation. They make sure that everybody's on board for it. But if you're going up against a team that is just lights out, it doesn't matter who you're putting on the hill. They're just able to go up. They keep on producing runs. They take a lot of the pressure off of their pitcher. And so you put him in a position where he's going to succeed. He doesn't have to worry about making as many close pitches. He goes out and does his thing a lot better, a lot more comfortably. And you just end up making him better by scoring those runs, taking that pressure off. So in New York, I do feel that Kansas City will win tonight. I'll agree with that. I do think it's going to be a five-game series. Going back to the Rays real quick, again, I feel that we have talked about this before, Randy and I. We've been talking about individual awards, and obviously one of the guys who for the Rays is always lights out defensively is Kevin Kiermaier. Evan Longoria also was named yesterday as a finalist for this year's Gold Glove Awards. And Randy was saying that he does not like it if a player is really just going out to win awards, win the individual awards, because it's a team sport. You're trying to play for the team. In my opinion, and Ed, give me your thoughts on this. In my opinion, I am perfectly okay with a guy going out and trying to play to win an individual award. Because if he's trying to do that, that means that he's going to be playing at his best every single day. He's going to be trying to play outside of his body to make sure that he's doing what he can. In the end, if you have the entire team doing that, then they're just going to make the team better, right?
Well, there's such a thing as doing too much. And especially like in, it depends on what sport. I mean,
we'll talk specifically baseball.
Baseball, yeah. Oh, that baseball's not a team sport. It's not really a team. Come on. And there's nobody out there helping you hold that bat when you're up there. I mean, and there's nobody helping you hold the glove up when you catch a fly ball.
Well, okay, so if you want to go about it that way, then football's not a team sport.
Yes, it is.
How?
Well, let's take defense. Everybody has to be in a certain spot, and they're not to, and that's what's wrong with the defense today, down the street, because people are not where they're supposed to be. Rondé Barber told us this is how cover two is, or the Tampa two is. It's like a stake, somebody holding a stake. Instead of you wanting, your natural instinct is to run to the stake and eat it. No. In this defense, it's like, let the stake go, let the stake come to you. Right. Then you eat it.
Now, my argument to that is, if you're a pitcher, you cannot affect another player in the field to be in a certain position. So if you throw a ball, it gets hit. If the guy is not in the right place,
right,
then that's the difference between a base hit and an out.
Yeah, well,
if the guy fields the ball, then the first baseman has to rely.
But that's their specific spot.
They're
called a third baseman or a linebacker too.
But there's different, especially nowadays with the shift.
But they have to communicate. If you have to communicate, then it is.
Communication, calling strikes.
Baseball to a point is team, but. Yeah, you know,
I say it is just as much a team sport as football.
That's why the money's guaranteed in baseball. That's why it's guaranteed. Because it doesn't depend on what other players do or what scheme you're in.
Absolutely,
it does. Just go up and hit the ball. That's it.
Absolutely, it does. If you have somebody other than Jose Molina, or any Molina for that matter, as your catcher, somebody who is statistically speaking not quite as proficient of a defensive catcher, that can mean... I think there was a study done, and I wish I had access to it. I wish I had it, because it was a great read on the statistical analysis behind why catchers like defensive catchers like Hannigan, like name your Molina, were so much better, because they got anywhere from 15 to 18 more pitches called strikes. That's a significant number over a season. And that can mean the difference between, let's say just 10%, that's 180 strikeouts versus 200 strikeouts. I mean, you hit that milestone, that barrier, that 200 or above strikeout number for a season, and that can mean financial significance for an individual or for a team.
Well, I mean, to a point it is, but... I don't have a problem with somebody saying they're going to go out and be the best that you're supposed to be. And
you want to make sure that you're trying to
get individual honors to a point, yeah, but then it could start looking like it's me, 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 me. Especially when...
But the better the individual plays.
If you lose the game and then your post-game press conference or your post-game interview is... Yeah, but I had a great day at the plate, or I had a great day in the field, or I had a great day pitching.
While that may be the case, and I 100% agree with that. How you play and then what you say afterwards, those to me are two different things. So yeah, you have to make sure you're saying the right thing to the right people at the right times to make sure you are coming across as the consummate professional. But if your motivation, if your intrinsic motivation, well, in this case it'd be extrinsic because it's an award, if you are motivated by getting that individual award and it shows in your play, then I feel that that's a good thing, because if you are giving your best in an effort to win that award, that means the team is getting your best no matter what.
Am I out of left field
on this one?
To a point, I agree with boundaries, though. With boundaries, I said if you're looking like it's too much me, 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 they're going to be calling you me, me, me. So
right, yeah, you can't, as you said, you can't after the game completely disregard the result and say, well, I did this, I did this, I did this.
Or like football, hey, we lost the game, but my fantasy numbers were great. I'm awkward. Waiting for an idiot to say that. I'm just waiting for somebody to say that. It's going to happen.
Are football players allowed to play fantasy football?
I believe so. They're allowed to play it. They can't be belonging to those stupid
FanDuel
gambling sites.
Or DraftKings,
right,
something
I'm
like that.
I'm so tired of those commercials.
But, I mean, I think, obviously, there's that conflict of interest. If you have a corner who has his opposing wide receiver going up against him that particular day, and if he's doing one of those gambling sites, or if he is in a league where there's money, sometimes big money can be involved in fantasy sports. If he's involved with that, then
that is clear-cut gambling. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they can't be a part of that. It's a big sign on every locker room door, no gambling. So they can't be a part of that. They can be in I guess it's old school now, your fantasy league with your friends and coworkers or anything like that, or workers. A lot of them have said, jokingly, I have them on my fantasy league or whatever. But I'm just waiting for the idiot to say, well, we lost the game, but my fantasy numbers were through the roof.
That would happen?
It's coming.
It's
coming. It's going to be a real bonehead that says it, too.
Sound a little cynical over there on the other side of the glass.
No, I'm just saying, somebody will do it. Somebody will do it, and they'll be criticized, and they should be, if they say that.
Now, let's transition a little bit before we hit this next break. The Lightning are in town. They hosted the Avalanche. Didn't end up all that great. Lost 2-1. They are now 5-3-2. They're 0-2-1 in their last three games. They've only scored one goal during that span. Obviously, sure, early in the season, they've only had 10 games, but offense is not one thing that the Bolts need to worry about. So for them to be struggling, only scoring one goal in the last three games,
I think it fits in perfectly. I mean, what is it with offense in this town? The Bucks can't find it. The Rays can't find it. Now the Lightning have jumped on the ship. They can't find it either. They must have something against offense around here. I don't know.
I think they'll find it. I mean, again, 10 games, in this case, 3 games, does not make a season. It's an 82-game season. They have plenty of time.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that.
Again, let's sense a little cynicism on the other side.
We keep talking. Every time we talk about one of our teams, we're complaining about the offense.
About how they can't score.
They can't score. You know? I mean, granted, we didn't have a problem with offense last week, but that's 1 week. You know, we keep having this reoccurring conversation about Tampa's sports teams and can't find offense. I mean, the Rays, how many games they lose, 1-0 or 5-0, and there's always a record broken, and it has to do with our teams. The Rays get
usually on the wrong
Rays
end of it.
Give up a no hitter again, first time in history. The Bucks last week they gave the Washington Redskins their biggest comeback in history. It's always a negative. So
well, I do want to talk about one more record. It's not involving a Tampa Bay area sports team, but we'll talk about the record I want to talk about after this break. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at MassageLux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Great opening. Great opening to the song. Maybe we should start doing that for our open. See, let's see if we can run that by Randy. See if he'll say yes. I don't know if he'll go for it, though.
He's had that same open probably for 20 years.
For longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite. My birthday was yesterday, so I'm 1 year older.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So the record that I wanted to talk about, just absolutely insane. Tom Brady, before this game against the Dolphins, had been tied with Drew Brees and Peyton Manning with 18. He goes in, dismantles the Dolphins at Foxborough, and that was his 19th and now his NFL record game with 4 touchdowns and no picks. Just man on fire right now. Completely going off. I think it's safe to say that we can question whether or not Deflategate had anything to do with it, if there was extra motivation, if you will, outside of just the fact that he's a professional. He
you know,
goes
nobody's
and,
brought that up. They're what, 7-6-0?
They're 7-0.
7-0.
7-0. He's
and nobody's brought it up that I guarantee they're checking the pressure, the PSIs in the football.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? They're still winning.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He has 20 touchdowns and one interception. Just wrap your mind around
no,
that
I
for
can't.
A second.
I can't. It's like you expect that from Peyton Manning or somebody like that. I mean, he's quietly...
You expect that from a college quarterback. That's yeah. not numbers you put up in the NFL. I don't care who you are and how good you are. That's not NFL numbers. This is video game numbers. 20 touchdowns, one interception, 2,410 yards. His completion percentage is almost 70. It's just unreal what he's been able to do. So he just keeps on going. Everybody was, as you said, obviously they're making sure that there's nothing, anything fishy going on with the Patriots. To the extent... Now, this is a report from Bleacher Report. I just saw this during the break on my Facebook feed. Jets reportedly requested NFL search locker room before Patriots game. This was 2 weeks ago. This was before they played the fish. So, there were questions asked. There was reporting done. And according to Mike Florio with Pro Football Talk, this was... Today, no such request was made by the Jets, said the league to Florio. That doesn't mean that a sweep was not made of the locker room. But.
What are they looking for?
Recording equipment.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, again, they're 7-0.
I know.
It doesn't matter what has been going on, yeah. What new controversy has been either purported or brought to light, what have you, whatever you want to say. The bottom line is they keep winning big. Are they going to go undefeated? Is it too early in the season to say
we may be? It is because injuries start to mount when you get around the 14th or the 15th game. You know, I don't wish them anything, but injuries, you know, but they keep plugging players in. Yeah, it's plug and play over there.
It's been working.
Yeah.
No matter who. And again, is that because the players are that good or is the coaching that good?
I think it's
both. Or is
both.
It both?
Yeah, it's both. I you know, they did the behind the scenes one time with the Patriots and Belichick and Brady, you know, on Monday comes in and they sit in his office and it's like so nonchalant. Oh, well, here we go. We go.
You know, time to go to work.
They got a pretty good defense there. You know, that's what he's talking to Tom about. And he's just scratching his head. And, you know, we'll have to come up with ways to keep the ball, you know, not fall, you know, have any mistakes.
We need to make sure we don't throw an interception.
Yeah,
we need
to score more points than the other team.
And,
exactly.
So that's what I've been doing wrong the entire time. Mm. Thank you for shedding light on that, Coach Bill.
Well, I mean, it's just... It was just like, you know, two guys sitting around, the beer keg, you know, just talking. And just nonchalant. And Brady's just like, yeah, okay, he's taking notes. And, you know, all right, go back to the coaches.
That's it. That's all.
That's it. So, and bottom line is, like you said, they just keep winning. You know, you can say what you want about them. You hate them and whatever, but nothing, you know, hey, nobody's bringing up the Deflategate anymore. You know why? Because it disproves the whole thing.
Winning
if
in
it
spite.
Really had because that whole Deflategate, I mean, they whipped the Colts after they checked the ball. I mean, they, you know, they just kept winning.
I think
it would benefit the running backs more because they can squeeze the ball,
hold on to it a lot better. I don't think
Brady would get it. If anything, I would think overinflating would help him throw the ball further. I mean, there was one kicker in Denver. They got caught. I think he put helium or something.
Prater or Elam?
Somebody. No, it was a while ago.
Oh, it was a while ago. Okay, never mind.
He put helium in the ball or something, the punter. Because he was making like 80-yard punts. And I know the air's thin, but You put helium in the ball, it helps. So something, I mean, it was years and years ago, maybe in the 70s or 80s or something like that. I think in the 80s, he got busted. Oh, so.
Wait a minute. It wouldn't happen to have been Ray Guy, would it?
No, Ray Guy was in Oakland.
Oakland.
No.
I don't know.
Ray Guy was just a freak punter. I mean, it's just, you know, he was always, I started watching football probably.
He was investigated, but no helium was found.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was just that good. He was just that good.
So, like I said, they can say what they want about the Patriots. I don't have a problem with them. It's just people, I guess, because they keep winning.
Yeah.
People are jealous because they don't lose a lot. But to me, Deflategate is just a non-issue right now, and it's not being brought up because it kind of disproves the whole theory that they were winning because of that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, regardless of... apparently, this is news to me. Obviously, I brought up the Jets and visiting locker room and recording devices. I guess Don Shula used to think that Al Davis would put recording devices in the locker room. So Don Shula, in the locker room, would yell at the light fixtures.
Well, if there was ever an owner that would cheat, it would have been Al Davis. It would have been Al Davis.
Sure. Obviously, Davis being the owner of Oakland. And I guess the news has come out that Mark Davis is really committed to trying to keep the Raiders in Oakland. I know there has been talk regarding moving the Raiders to L.A.
Back to L.A. again.
As well as the Chargers moving up to L.A.
You know, I don't get that whole L.A. thing. You put probably one of the most popular teams in L.A., and they didn't support it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to go back there, you want to go back there just because it's the number two media market in the nation. So
how much does history play into this?
Listen, you can't tell NFL owners anything. You can't, as long as they're making money.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
They're not looking at the butts in the seats. They're looking at the TV revenue.
That's like the UFC, to be perfectly honest. Which I know they make a big deal about going to UFC 193 is going to be coming up.
Yeah, but how many people can you fit in that arena? Really?
Well, and that depends on where you go, because if you're in Vegas, you're talking anywhere from 15, maybe 17 or 18, depending on how it's worked out in the stadium. But if you're talking about UFC 193 going to Melbourne, Australia for the first time and putting it in an arena, the Etihad Stadium, which seats 56,000, and they're attempting to break their attendance record, which is currently set at the Rogers Center, that was 55,000 up in Toronto.
Okay.
So, but again, why do that? What's the point? You're really worried about the pay-per-view dollars. That's where your moneymaker is. So what's the point in focusing on butts and seats?
Well,
as you said, the main thing is the TV revenue.
Well, I mean, they just wanted to set a record, I think. I'm surprised they haven't done it at Cowboys Stadium yet.
And there was talk.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Wait.
Whoa, crappy seats. You know, you'd be pretty far away from the ring and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd be relying on the Jumbotron a lot.
That and...
if you're high up.
I would give out binoculars to everybody.
Now, UFC, let's look. Dana White, this was posted, this is the Dallas News, published on 25 July. It looks like they were talking about trying to get Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor for Dallas, specifically in AT&T Stadium. But, and I'm looking this up. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Wrong.
Okay, thank you. Well, and you're right, I was wrong. I thought it had been scheduled for UFC 195, but that is not the case. 194, and that is MGM. So yeah, Aldo McGregor, as recently as July, had been discussed for AT&T Stadium. However, That was moved to MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Let me see if I can... UFC in...
I mean, I could just see them just trying to break a record. And tickets, I don't know how much you could charge for being in a football stadium and having really a crappy view of everything that's going on.
Well, and that's the thing. I understand why it could be interesting to do. And it would be nice to do it here in the States.
Right.
Because it's a lot easier. I mean, logistically speaking, I imagine it would be a lot easier to make sure everything happens properly here in the United States. They're talking about going to Croke Park back in Ireland and having a Conor McGregor main event there to, once again, put a lot of butts in seats. There, we're talking about 70-plus thousand, I believe.
Now, was there a local guy fighting?
Yeah, Conor McGregor being from Dublin.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Now, which is a very interesting thing to discuss now, because as recently as this past trip to Ireland for Randy, he was talking to people on one of the buses he was riding around in Dublin. And apparently, not all the Irish are quite on the Conor McGregor bandwagon anymore. It's to the point where he is turning into the Chael Sonnen even more. Where not only does he talk an amazing game and put butts in seats, but now he is polarizing to the point where you're either in love with him or you hate him. There's not much in between.
Right.
So it had been for so long, everybody was on the bandwagon. Everybody loved him. The UFC obviously trying to keep that hype train going as long as they possibly can. But apparently... he's starting to wear thin on a lot of people, so that could actually speak better for trying to get people to show up to a large event like that, because bottom line, people are either going to buy the tickets to watch him win or buy the tickets to watch him lose, and you're going to be getting plenty of pay-per-view.
I mean, are people ticked off like they are with the NFL putting the product in a different country?
No, not at all. It's not that they're getting upset about it. Okay. I just think it would be logistically, and this, I could be completely off base with this, but I would imagine it would be a little bit logistically easier to do something like that here in the States. Mm. Now, there are plenty of international fighters, so you're going to make their fans happy. You want to try to grow the sport as large as you can. In my opinion, MMA is already mainstream. That is counter to what a lot of people believe, but... again, that's just my opinion. But bottom line, they are still trying to grow the sport. And so the more access you have to fans around the world, the better. So they're going to continue to grow in Europe, go to more countries over in Europe, get a lot of people show up there since it's so easy to travel, continue to go down to Brazil. Obviously, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and mm-hmm. MMA fans down there love the sport. Continue to expand into Asia. They've had Macau. They've had Japan, been back in Japan a couple times. They'll keep on going there. I think they're going to try to continue that growth into China. Obviously, huge market over there. I don't remember off the top of my head if they've been to Korea, South Korea yet. I think that's also in the works. Mm. So there's that. And then Australia. They have recently had certain provinces allowed MMA. It's kind of like states here.
Right.
Everybody is... everybody has legal MMA, sanctioned MMA, except for New York. Same thing sort of down in Australia where some of their provinces didn't allow sanctioned MMA fights. Melbourne being a big market for them that they didn't have access to. Now they're going there with UFC 193 featuring Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm. Big event. They're just going to keep on growing. Keep on growing as much as they can.
Well, it's a evidently some countries have a problem with being too barbaric, I guess.
Some yes, some no. I think that the bottom line is wherever you go, you're going to have a lot of fans. So it's just a matter of trying to get somewhere where you're legal. But... anyway, hope everybody had a great show. I think it went fairly well, flying solo today. There's obviously plenty of NCAA football going on this week. I hope everybody's team wins. I don't know if that's how it works, but I hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves at Knockout Radio on Twitter, at KO Wags on Twitter, Facebook.com on Facebook. Have a great day, everybody.
It's KO Wags, right?